Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with more perspectives and reflections on how to create a vision for the year of 2025. As we record this, we're in the early days of February, and that's okay. Take your time in creating a vision for the next 10 to 14 months. 1st of January, it's just a mark in the calendar from 31st of December, and suddenly it's one new year, 1st of January. That's not the key thing here. The key thing is, do you have a vision for yourself 10 to 14 months out in your life? And do you have a vision for the key four domains of your life? So you start to get inspiration and the feel of being called forward to something that you really love, that you can't wait to accomplish. That's the purpose of this winning the game formulation of the games for the year. So we've been speaking in the last few episodes about how to go about it. In this episode and the next one, I'm going to speak about two pitfalls. And the first pitfall is that you seek truth and you start to speak truth about where you are. You seek out the facts of where you are right now. You review past year or past 6 months and you get more and more clear of where you are in life. What's the facts about where you are in body, being, balance, and business? Then you start to tell the truth about how you feel about those facts. How do you actually feel about where you are with your body? In terms of your spiritual connection and purpose, in your beingness, in your balance, your family life, and then in business and money. And you get in touch with how you actually feel. Typically, in some domains, you might feel content or inspired. In other domains, you feel a bit frustrated or challenged or even sad. And then you might ask yourself, well, what's the focus I've been having to end up here? And then you can see some kind of frames of mind or ways of thinking about that domain that have brought you the results that you have and has not brought you other results that you might have wished to have. So you start off with mapping out where you are. Now, a very common pitfall here, a mistake that we do as human beings is, if we're interested in transformation and new level of results, it is a mistake to start asking yourself, well, how can I move into a better place from here? What can I do to improve the results? What could I possibly take on to not have it this way anymore? So that doesn't work well, because whatever you look at, if you want to improve or change or move away from something, is that you keep stuck with where you are. The key is to note this. Okay, here I am. Here's my results. Here's my feelings. Here's what I've been focusing on. Here's where I'm at. Then you need to leap into the future and ask yourself, well, what do I want then? You can use this frame for interacting with other people. You might be a leader or a manager if you listen to this podcast, and people come to you with questions and they want to discuss how to solve problems. Well, a pitfall is to start either coaching them or asking them on what to do. First, ask them where you are and how they feel about it. Secondly, leap to the question, well, what would you want if you could have what you want? And sometimes people go blank there. They don't address the question even because it's too difficult. They don't see. You have to draw a blank. But repeat the question and do this to yourself as you're looking into your games for the year. What do I want in this domain? Reasonably, radically, impossibly. What are the true wants and desires I hold in this domain? And stay with it until you start to get some clarity. Then ask yourself, how would I feel, you know, living with this intention of going in this direction in my life? What would be the day-to-day feelings I can notice gets present for me as I pursue this desire and vision for myself? Not until you have solidified the vision has time come to ask, well, what to do? Because the doing towards your vision needs to be very small and reasonable. That's for later episodes. You can't take big, massive action the first thing you do and hope to quickly make progress towards your vision. It doesn't work that way most of the time. Most of the time, it's small actions day by day, week by week, that over time starts to presence that even something beyond the reasonable is possible. So the frame I'm speaking about here is to seek truth and speak the truth about the facts, feelings, focus and fruits of where you are right now. And stay with that until you get real clarity. Then do not ask yourself, where do I want to go from here? How can I avoid being stuck here? Instead, pause the focus on the present moment and ask yourself, well, what would I want if I could have what I want? And stay with that and ask about the facts and the feelings and the results that were to be present there. And notice if you are inspired or not. You can do this process also with other people. And then when that new future becomes present, you can ask yourself or them, well, what would be a first next step in that direction? And then you take action from the future into the future instead of taking action from the present into the future. Okay, I hope this was useful. Next episode, I'll speak about another very common pitfall when it comes to getting clarity in what's your vision for this year. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.